And then some, and he's selling them for whatever dollar, two coins, two bids. Then another guy goes, oh, I want to make a lighter, a cigarette too. And then one of them shoots each other, guys. I don't know which one, but I know one of them does. So they carry on for the next 100 years selling that cigarette. That's what I'm thinking, man. You know? But maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. You know? These shootings are nuts. You know? Random shootings are nuts. But, you know, I was watching a can opener video. And they had one from 100 years, and it was way cooler. Not even the way it looks, it was just smarter. It would even help the can lid for you, you know? It knew how to cut things open. It was beautiful. The lighters back in the day, beautiful. Cars, way better than now. But what do I know, guys? Let's get some explodable. You know, I wanna go buy those plastic lighters, the disposable red and orange ones, the see-through ones, the Candyland ones, you know. You know, you get lighters now and put your own label on them. It's pretty cool. Have your own image on it. Where's the Faco lighter? That's what I tell myself all the time. Sometimes I tell myself, where's the Faco matches? I want some Faco matches. You know? Matches are awesome. You know, but I gotta be careful because we know we've had all these fires in California, all these fires in California. You know, people are gonna be scared, and they might all gonna say, "Hey, take away all the matches, no more matches, stop giving matches, matches, no." You never know, guys. That's not too hard to imagine. But we don't want to run out of matches. I want to be able to make a fire anytime I want. It's my God-given right to start a fire. Jesus told me I could start a fire. It's one of the amendments, guys. It's in one of the amendments, man. Don't take away my matches. Don't take away the lighters. Ban all lighters now. You know, before matches, you could walk in and people were, you know, matches were in a bowl at a restaurant. Take one. Matches were all over, man. Every restaurant had matches. I used to remember as a kid, I said, yay, matches. And then I get mints, too. And I chew on the mints, and play with the matches. That was the best. Now, you know, I think only high class restaurants. Like tonight, when you take your Valentines and you tell them to sit on your face, but first, let's go have a nice dinner in a crowded place. Maybe that place will have matches for you. You know, I think the last matches that I remember getting from a restaurant was this restaurant called Maggiano's. That's the last time, I think, if I remember correctly. And this might have been 10 years ago, homie. This might have been 10, 15 years ago, sucker. We in 2025 now. That's crazy. So that was the last time I remember getting matches at a restaurant. Have you got matches at a restaurant lately? Has the maitre d' told you, welcome to the establishment, complimentary matches? Has that happened to you? Well, you let me know. Because the big dog is here till 2 p.m. If you want requests, 415-766-4428. Email me, it's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on Twitter. Handle me, ITSFACO. It's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X. It's Faco. Ha. X. And everywhere else. Or go to RadioValencia.fm on the chatter box. And Radio Valencia thanks you and wishes you nothing but joy. And if you like Radio Valencia and checking out Radio Valencia and going to events, we've got a fundraiser going on. RadioValencia.fm fundraising. You know, we always need the help here to survive. Just 2 weeks ago, the big man, me, I was doing a show. Something went crazy, and I thought I was doing a show, and nobody heard me because we had some equipment failure. So we could use some help from Radiohead. If you could donate to RadioValencia.fm, go to RadioValencia.fm. There's a PayPal link. Click the PayPal, and you could decide if you want to go through there or a different way. Follow the steps. It's at RadioValencia.fm, the PayPal link. That's how you could donate. You know, 20 people, $10 each. I'm happy with that, guys. Say you heard it from Faco and Radio Valencia.fm, spontaneous in your windows. Let them know. I'm helping out. Continuing on this station. Help keep this radio station alive. Donate to the Radio Valencia fundraiser. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Go to the PayPal link. You could do it through PayPal or another way. There's options. But just do that and check out RadioValencia.fm. And thank you to all who have been donating to Radio Valencia and helping the dream. You are Radio Valencia. We play music from all over this wonderful universe. Human beings playing tunes that get into your brain, soul, heart, and make you go far. RadioValencia.fm. Human beings running the scene. The real deal. Help continue the human race. RadioValencia.fm. Fundraising going on now. Go ahead and donate. RadioValencia.fm is where you can find us. Enough of me. Let's get into the music. It's 11:11 Radio Valencia Standard Time. Thank you so much for being here. Coming through right now. Gas Lamp Killer and the Heliocentrics. With the song Rumble in the Jungle. If you want music, 415-766-4428. It's Faco@gmail.com. Enough of me. Shouts out to all. Donate to RadioValencia.fm and the Radio Valencia fundraiser. Shouts out to all. Radio Valencia.
girl. Gather a drink since the entry was free.
Shut your stupid mouth. I just came to prove. No, I don't wanna talk. I just wanna move.
So don't you dare dance, just bop your head. Don't react to a show. No, we don't care. No, we don't care, yeah. Why bother and listen to the music?
Just check the streams.
It's good enough for others, means good enough for me. It's been a while, needs lady luck by side. If he doesn't get lucky, at least he knows how to lie.
Shut your stupid mouth. I just came to prove. No, I don't wanna talk. I just wanna move.
So don't you dare dance, just bop your head. Don't react to a show. No, we don't care. React to our show. No, we don't care. Yeah. All he needs is some alcohol. Just give him, give him, give him some more. All he needs is some alcohol. Just give him, give him, give him some more. All he needs some alcohol, just give him, give him some more. All he needs is some alcohol, just give him, give him some more. Don't you dare dance, just bop your head. Don't react to our show, no, we don't care.
sucks, but what could I do? I still got good luck as fuck, I hope that you do too. I don't wish a negative thought on anybody I knew, cause that karma could bite you like the rattlesnake did the dude who had a pill in the visa. I think my visa payment is due. Assume that I sooner or later go boom. Until then. Assume that I sooner or later go boom. Until then. Assume that I sooner or later go boom. Until then, I settle for living how the millionaires do, but with the southern girl who can cook, so we got better food.
Yes, Master Tetsu.
Thank you. discipline, loyalty, earn the right to wear the dragon doji. You are here because the outside world rejects you. This is your family. I am your father. I want you all to become full members of the Foot. There is a new enemy, freaks of nature, who interfere with our business. You are my eyes and ears. Find them. Together we will punish these creatures. These turtles.
Master.
Person ever on earth to get to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Dave Matthews Band.
Like it is, the boys scream. Oh,
is here and winding down. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Through, and I am going into overtime. I'll be subbing in for DJ Mark, and his show dropped the charges. He'll be in next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. Till then, I'll be here till 2 p.m. So much music, so little time. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Amazing. You know, and I don't know if you recognized the person talking to introduce him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, guys. But that was the one and only Julia Roberts, a.k.a. Erin Brockovich, a.k.a. Pretty Woman, a.k.a. Sleeping with the Enemy. She's real deal. Julia Roberts. She should have been a superhero character. You know, I mean, she was pretty awesome and superhero-ish and Erin Brockovich. You know what I'm saying? She knew what she was doing in that film. And that's a good movie. That's awesome now. Yeah, Julia Roberts can induct you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Before that, you heard something from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. 1990-91 in that area, guys. That's 35 years. And I'm pretty sure that's 1990. That's 35 years. Shredder coming out hard. He's saying, I am your father, homie. Him and his blades. No, Shredder is related. I think is his grandson is Edward Scissorhands. Not many people talk about that. And they're great. Shredder's great grandpa is that guy from Hellraiser. I don't know what his name is. I don't know if he goes by Pinhead. Do you think he goes by Pinhead? Like, there's It, right? But the monster killing everybody is called Pennywise. never watched more than 30 seconds of a Hellraiser movie. And again, I never watched any of the Hellraiser movies, just like I've never watched any of the Harry Potter movies, man. You know? So I don't know if he goes by Pinhead or Hellraiser. Just name the guy Hellraiser. He's the whole face of the movie. That's his name, right? That should be his name. You know? He's obviously the killer in all of them, right? He's the main star. You think of Hellraiser, you think of the guy with, like, things on his head. I don't know if Pinhead is his real name in the movie. Or that's what the character was called. And if that's true, I would have been like, if I was the actor, come on, can we change the name? You know, it doesn't make sense. This guy's the star. He is the enemy, yes, but he needs a better name. You know, can't we just call him Hellraiser or Mr. Hellraiser? How about that?